number one, how did it feel to be back out there again?
Felt great. Been a long time. It's been since January, so felt great. And I think that the rehab progression and everybody that's been helping me with Nate and Coach Lavott and Flea, and it's all been great because I feel pretty good. So yeah.
So the leg held up good? You're doing a number of movements and stuff, the leg feeling good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, you know, it was the conservative approach to begin with, put me on PUP, but I think that I appreciate Ted and Coach McCarthy and everything for taking the conservative approach rather than rushing me back, and it looks like it's, you know, paid off health-wise.
I know this sounds weird, but it looks like your arms are bigger.
Oh, appreciate it. always love that.
how difficult was it for you to miss some time to get back out there and just get back into the flow of things?
Yeah, it was good. It's been a long time since January, since I stepped onto the field and everything. So, felt really good. I think that, again, like I just said, I think that the rehab progression in the program that I was on has done great. I feel fresh, feel good.
Where you got a new running back to block for? You think of the addition of Nile?
Awesome, 100% behind it.
You know, from preseason games.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, he's a good player, no doubt. It's not like I'm gonna deviate from that at all. No, I think it's awesome. I can't wait for him to see him out there, and he's 100% behind it. Awesome.
Have you ever missed a lot of time before?
Not like this. I missed like spring ball once, but I didn't. But yeah, I mean, I think that we did it. You know, just a credit to the people helping me out, the Nate, Flea, Coach Lavott, and you know, Coach Camp and everything helped me out. And because I feel great, hamstring feels great. So just give credit where credit's due. And I think that's awesome.
I know you missed some couple games last year, but just how hard is it for a guy who doesn't miss time? Just have to go watch your teammates play week after week.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one thing or another. You know, it's always the next guy in. I was in that place at one point, next man up. So I mean, it sucks personally, but you know, that's being selfish. So I think that you want to watch your team succeed no matter what. So I think that I think we're on a great path. I think that hit a bump in the road, but I think this team's headed in the right direction.
What's your timetable moving forward now, Corey?
I know, I think they're, 21 days that they have. So, whatever, I mean, it's up to them, you know. It's more than just me being healthy. It's, you know, all the roster stuff. So, I'm just ready whenever.
Corey, did you have a pretty good idea that today you get the green light on that?
It was kind of a floating day for a little bit, just because, I mean, there's so many things going on right now. But, Ted came up and told me this morning and that it was a go. So,
Lori mentioned your bigger arms. Have you been living in the weight room?
Oh, absolutely.
Or is it just seen wrong?
I hope he's seen right. No, I've trying to be doing what I can. You know, can't do hamstring curls, so I got to do bicep curls. You know, so yeah, I mean, that was awesome. That was the best thing I heard all day.